Zone at a dog.
Danger Zone!
Spoilers. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
I am talking!
Not even the Daleks ever subjected me to anything quite so arse-paralyzingly painful as that.
What?
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Spoilers.
Hello, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor. You know, it's easier to sync that up if I'm just staring at your lips as you say it. Yeah, then it becomes disgusting. Okay, so we're talking about Season 9, Episode 5.
I've lost count already.
It's episode 5. Yeah, this is Playing Doctor Spoilers, Episode 22.
And I don't know the name of this episode, so I'm just going
to call it...
The Girl
Who Died.
Oh, I don't like that name. I don't want to keep calling it
There's the
Space
girl
who, Game of Thrones.
There's Girl Who Waited, and Girl Who Pooped, and Girl Who...
Picked Her Nose. And
now we have The Girl Who Died on Space Game of Thrones, because that's kind of what it was. As we... You know what? If you haven't watched episodes through Season 9, spoilers, blah, 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 by this point you should
know. Go away.
All right. So, we have Macy Gray and the Vikings.
Yes.
Yes. And before anybody writes in or calls in, or I should just leave it so they will, but I know it's Macy Williams.
It's Macy Gray.
It's Macy Gray in my
head. She wrote that awesome song back in like the 90s or whatever.
I'm looking out my window.
I'm not going to sing it.
And I see a guy walk. Wasn't that her shtick, is that she just kind of wrote what she saw? And you're like, wait, are you just writing things down that you're looking out your window
at? She wrote more than one song? I'm not aware of this.
I don't know.
Anyway.
First time we see the Vikings since 1965.
What was the previous?
I guess it was the Meddling Monk.
Okay.
Where a Time Lord had set up camp in England during the Viking days. And
so it's about time the Vikings made a comeback.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just go ahead and like pat myself on the back?
For calling it?
For calling it.
Yeah.
When he's right at the beginning of the episode talking about how, you know, every little change creates a ripple.
Ripples and it can tidal waves.
Create a tidal wave. And he's saying how he can't save the village. And I was like, oh, you mean kind of like how you save that town, that village,
or
the family in Pompeii.
Yeah.
And of course, it all came back around at the end where he finally realized that that's why he had that face. And I was like, damn.
See, my thing is, you know, I was actually shocked by the fact that they brought it up in this episode. It just seemed a little out of place that this would be why, and this is his big revelation. But at the same time, I'm glad to get it out of the system.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a reminder for him to sometimes make those ripples and tidal waves.
Yes. And it did end up being a tidal wave, you know, the fact that he saved this one family, and it made that it such an impression on him that it created a tidal wave, changed the way that he actually looks. It had that much of an effect on him.
I was a little concerned with him, I don't know, when he went off on his rant when he was deciding to save Macy Gray, which her name was a Shielder. I thought it was a position.
Isildur.
Right? I thought it was like she was a person
who
carries
Shielder.
The shield for somebody. Mm-hmm. But then when I looked it up online, it was like, no, her name was a Shielder. A-S-H-I-L-D-R.
And I thought it was just some weird accent affectation or something.
Okay.
So I had no idea what the girl's name was most of the time.
Just called her Space Macy Gray and moved on.
Yes.
So, obviously, this is another two-parter this season, which seems to be the trend.
I don't think it was. It's said to be continued at the end.
Yeah,
however,
and next week is The Woman Who Lived.
Okay, but the thing is that this story was wrapped up.
No, and see, that's why I think this is the kind of two-parter that I like.
Where it's not a split story.
All right, think about it. The first one, the Davros episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was a two-parter, had a big cliffhanger at the end.
Yes.
I liked how they handled that. The next one was under the Dam of Lakes or whatever.
Yeah, under the sea.
Yeah.
Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid episode with Ghost. Ghost! So, I just like the idea of Capaldi turning around and go, "Ruh-ro, we got roast, Raggy!"
And then offers Clara a Scooby snack.
You know, oh no, we need somebody to go on the suicide mission. Clara, will you do it? Uh-uh. Will you do it for a Scooby snack? Ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh-ruh
Because who cares about Scooby Snacks when you're dead?
Exactly.
Anyway, moving on.
But, so that episode, like we discussed last time, I think could have been wrapped up in the first episode.
Maybe, but I think it would have been forced if they try to push it into one episode, and stretching it out allowed them to perhaps tell the story better.
I just think it could have, it was stretched out though.
The
whole addition of the Fisher King and all that mess, it just seemed like it was too much.
It was like the Hobbit trilogy. Like, it really could have just been a little bit more condensed.
Yeah.
And they could have gotten away with that. But yeah,
But this episode, I liked that it's two-parter, right? The girl who died and the woman who lived.
Okay.
Right? But this episode, if you had left out the part about her getting the, upgraded on her Pentium chip, that mm-hmm. goes in her head and makes her live forever now. He basically just made another Jack.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? But without the knowledge.
Queen starts playing and all that stuff. That was great.
Okay. So, the Scots, they love to live forever.
Yeah.
But other than that, the story of this village is wrapped up. And you leave satisfied.
Yeah.
But there's still that question. And so it's almost like they're wanting to do a story arc over time.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're saying, hey, we're going to do a story arc, and it's going to take two episodes. Here it is.
But see, that's where I don't feel like this is actually really a two-part episode, because that story is complete. They've often brought characters in, kept them around for a couple of episodes, and then written them back out. Like, mm-hmm. Rose and her boyfriend that she met in the, space museum back in first season.
Okay.
They brought him along for a couple of episodes, and then he was gone.
He was actually only on one episode. He was gone the next episode he was in.
I thought that was even a two-parter, though. I don't remember. Like, I can't keep all that kind of information in my brain. But either way, he was around for two episodes.
And gone.
Whatever. He wasn't, that wasn't a two-part episode just because that character stayed around.
Right.
And that's where I feel like this kind of is, like, that was one episode on its own. Whatever the next one is, it's its own episode. It just happens to have Macy Gray in it.
The to be continued tag.
Yeah, and
I think the story of Macy Gray in space is going to continue, though.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, because I like the character.
Well, that's the thing, though, is we see at the end, as time is passing, and she starts out happy that, hey, I'm living, and then it turns into her going darker, and her face getting, mm-hmm. And he warned about this. He said, death is an ability, and immortality isn't living forever. It's watching everything die, which sucks sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you bury Heather and start singing Queen songs.
But that is the upside, is that,
you get the Queen soundtrack.
Yeah, she's going to, walk around with a Queen soundtrack everywhere she goes. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, in fact, I thought, because I was watching this and thinking, if they stretched this out to two episodes, it was about 15 minutes from the end, and I was thinking, if they can wrap this up in the next 15 minutes, this will be the best single story episode that I've seen in a long time.
And they did.
And I was so happy about that, because they didn't stretch it out. They didn't force the story to do any weird offshoots that just wasted time. Mm-hmm. It was told really well. I thought it was a fantastic episode. I mean, Peter Capaldi, they're really giving him a chance to show his acting skill mm-hmm. and his sense of humor at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's fantastic.
And we can see a flashback to David Tennant.
Yes, which is always a bonus.
And Donna, which will make you cry.
More Peter Capaldi.
Yeah.
Yeah, this episode was actually making me cry like five different times for different reasons. Just like, oh, remember Donna? Oh, yeah. oh, here's this girl who's going to be an immortal now.
And, you know, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe she runs into Jack. My hope would be that this is how they reintroduce Jack to the series. And, like, she's been banging it out with Jack for the last century or so.
I don't think so.
No.
That's a little creepy, actually.
Well, the little creepy was when Clara and the doctor are sitting there and they said something to, you know, a shielder, and then she walks off and doctor says something about how, you know, great or cool she is, and Clara says, fight you for her. And it's like, is Clara bi now? Because that's exactly what the 47 fan fictions that have been written already today will indicate.
I caught that and I was like, did they do that intentionally? Like, to start a discussion of some kind? What was that about? Like,
I just think it was, yeah, she's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it could have been, hey, who gets her as a companion? But I think there's going to be a large segment that takes it as a open entry for,
of course,
Clara to be bisexual. And, no, I mean, my thing is, hey, great if she is, but I just don't think people should read things into things. Because this show has never had a problem with sexuality.
Yeah.
I mean, the first three seasons, everybody was either gay or bi, so it's fine. And then Jack comes along, and he's Omni, so...
Whatever. Yeah.
Do you have reproductive bits? Let me show you how to have fun with them.
Do you not? Let me show you anyway.
Yeah.
To change topic completely,
okay.
The only thing I think I didn't like about this episode was that they revealed their hand, that it was just this giant trick.
Mm-hmm.
The Mayans or whatever.
Mayas.
The Mayans. They, okay. You know, they went back to their ship. And at that point, Odin could have called them all back and said, hey guys, it was just a trick. Come back and kick their ass. But they just kind of took off with their tail between their legs. Yeah, I mean, he gave them the whole, like, we're going to ruin your reputation kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if they had come back and killed them right away...
Faster than he could upload that signal?
Yeah.
I don't understand this fancy doctor technology.
Yeah.
Now, I did like the comments you made at the beginning of the episode when the doctor is pretending to be Odin and we have our Holy Grail moment when the sky lights up.
Yeah, I kind of did expect like a giant foot to come out and crush the village or something. Yeah. Yeah,
I think I would have liked it more if it was the animation style from Monty Python.
Yes.
To have Odin show up in the sky as this cartoon.
I mean, but the way that they put that up there, it almost was intentionally a nod to Monty Python.
Which would be the second nod this week that we've had.
What was the other one?
From The Flash.
Oh.
When they actually make the, what is your quest? Joke.
A bunch of nerds.
Yeah. Somebody had posted that picture on the internet and said, ha ha ha, we didn't get laid in high school. Which is a true and accurate statement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a cool little thing. And, you know.
Okay. Whatevs. So, I definitely like this episode.
Me too. I mean, like I said, I think this was one of the best for a long-ass time.
And I definitely liked the fact that it's a story arc, but we know it's going to probably wrap up in another episode. Like, it's not like, oh, who is a shielder? She's mysteriously showing up at end of episode. It's going to be 47 episodes more.
Yeah.
And you finally get the reveal.
It's not the new impossible girl.
Yeah, it's like, okay, look, yeah, it's something mysterious is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We wrap it up next week.
You know, I didn't even hate Clara in this episode. If she was like, she is in this episode throughout her entire run, I think I would have loved her.
I can see that.
They finally...
As long as she doesn't wear that denim blouse ever again.
I really didn't care for that.
Like, she's been wearing this whole retro thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the costumes that she's been wearing previously this season, it looks like she could have fit in a 1970s episode of Doctor Who, or a 1960s episode.
Probably
this week, she's just got the denim top like a denim shirt type thing going on.
I like how you're analyzing her fashion sense through this episode. I'm like, oh, cool Vikings.
Well, no, only because I've noticed it being so Doctor Who-y in the previous episodes. Now, at the same time, though, previous episodes, she could have also been Daphne and Velma's friend in several Scooby-Doo episodes.
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh. Ration emergency.
I should have gotten started on that again.
No, my throat can't do too much more.
And I did also like how Odin was capturing the Vikings from the village to create Brondo.
Yeah.
Because it's got electrolytes.
Which is what gods crave.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to do the hand gesture, though.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, I'm sure everybody who knows what we're talking about is doing that hand gesture right now. Like,
it's what gods crave.
It's what podcasts crave.
Oh.
Yes.
Just keep it off your plants. Yeah.
Let's wrap this up before we drive into the ground.
Yeah, it's
great episode.
Again, good episodes equal short spoiler episodes because we don't start talking too much in depth about it. And you don't let me go off on tangents about how awesome it is that Star Wars is opening soon.
That's save it for your other show.
No, just a heads up, though, and this ties into spoilers. Martha's sister is going to be in episode 7. So,
you mean her real life?
Her TV sister.
Okay.
From the episodes with Lazarus and whatnot. Also, just to get a little political real quick.
Whoa, calm
I
down.
Was watching scenes from the recent Democrat debate.
Why?
Because I was bored, and so were they.
Weird.
And I've never seen Lincoln Chafee before, who apparently is somebody who's running for president.
Okay.
I need everybody to go look up Lincoln Chafee at the Democratic debate and tell me if he does or doesn't look so much like Mark Gatiss in the Lazarus episode.
Okay, how do you spell his name? Is it like
C-H-A... Can I spell it without you saying it? C-H-A-F-E-E.
Okay.
Or F-F-E-E. I'm not sure.
So it'll probably come up.
Yeah, Chafee.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Lincoln. If you put Lincoln C-H, Google should autofill it for you. If you're using Bing,
or
you're
Abraham
dead to me.
Lincoln. Same thing.
No. No. Just stop.
You stop.
You stop first. But anyway.
When's Power Geeks coming back?
Jesus Christ, after this episode, probably. I don't know. I'm watching baseball.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, fuck you. How about that one?
When's Mouthy Broadcast coming back?
Yeah, how are those new episodes of Mouthy Broadcast going?
I guess
you guys are just really tied up in baseball as well, huh? Oh, wait, that's right, you're chicks, and chicks don't
baseball.
Watch Bell. Anyway.
I'm probably knitting or something.
Yeah. Go make a sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to pay for that. Anyway, wrong show. Keep your broadcast shit on your own show. So, you can catch us on the internet. Is that it? Singular there.
Thank you.
No Z for internets.
Congratulations.
PlayingDoctorPodcast.com.
We're on Facebook /PlayingDoctor.
On Google Plus.
Just look it up. We're also on Twitter at Playing Doctors.
Yes, even though that's not the name of our show. So people need to stop adding that unnecessary S to the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Reality Amok on Twitter.
And I'm at Jenny_Z.
Check out a link to all of our fabulous podcasts at recomics.com/podcasts.
Yep. So you're on Power Geeks Podcast. And I'm on Mouthy Broadcast.
Yeah.
All the podcasts you should ever need. Don't look at me like that.
Anyway, here's the TARDIS. Let's get out.
Bye. Later.